Hello, I am known as Mama, and this is my daughter. And what are you going to ask me to do today?
Tell me a story about Glassy is real.
And she likes to ask me to tell her stories about very specific things, and we're going to start recording them as I make them up on the spot, because she often likes to hear them over and over and over.
And over and over and over.
So this is our first episode, and we hope you like it. It will mostly just be us listening to these over and over and over and over. Do you want to say? Okay, what would you like a story about?
A little bear being very naughty, and they take all the candy, and the ghosty came and take all the candy too.
A bear came and a ghosty came?
Yeah.
Oh man, what unlucky kids. Okay. Was it Halloween maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So after Halloween just was over, so all the kids had gone out in their finest costumes and knocked on a whole bunch of doors and collected a whole bunch of candy. They all were so tired, and all the little kids took off their costumes and put on their pajamas and tucked into beds and fell fast asleep. But you know who was still awake at nighttime? Ghosts and bears. Do you know why? Because they both love candies. So one ghost started at one side of town, and he floated along and collected all the candies that the kids had gotten. And as he floated along, he put some in his bag and he put some in his mouth. Oh, he just loved candy so much. And at the other end of the town, near the forest, a little young bear crept out of the woods and started walking the streets, sniff, sniff, sniffing for candy. Bless you. Because bears love candy too. And the bear was rummaging through garbage cans looking for candies and eating it, anything he found, and leaving a whole trail of garbage in his wake. And in the morning, when the kids woke up, what do you think that they felt when all their candy was gone?
Sad.
They were so sad. And they said, Mama, do you know where my candy is? And the mom said, no, did you eat it all? And what do you think they said? No. And they had no idea where it went. And meanwhile, the ghostie woke up and his mama came into his bedroom. And she found a big stash of candy, the candy that he had stolen. And she said, Ghosty, time to wake up. And he was shaking in his boots because he knew that he was in trouble. And she said, Ghosty, please tell me the truth. Where did you get this candy from? I know that I didn't give you this candy. And the ghosty said, I took it from the kids, Mama. And she said, Ghosty, thank you for telling me, but how do you think those kids are feeling this morning? Pardon?
Sad.
Yeah, they're probably feeling sad. He said, yeah, you're right, Mom. And so she said, I think what you should do is something nice to make it up to them. What's something nice you could do to make it up for them? Could bring back all the candy, he said. She said, yes, but that's just righting your wrong. What's something extra nice that you can do on top of returning all the candy? And he said, maybe I could bring them something to say sorry. And so he flew off, and he flew to the nearest field full of wildflowers. And he picked lavender for one little girl that he knew had trouble sleeping, because lavender helps you sleep. And he picked tulips for a girl that he knew loved Easter because they reminded her of spring. And he picked daisies for a little girl called Silva Daisy. That was her name. And then he packed up all the candy that he hadn't eaten. And that night when the kids went back to sleep, he put the candy beside their beds that he had taken, and he laid the flowers on each of their pillows. And when they woke up, to the smell of flowers. They went, and they loved it, and they woke up smiling, and they called their parents and their guardians in and said, "Look, my candy's back." And the ghostie was invisible, and he watched them wake up with happy smiles, and it made him feel so good inside. And when he was floating home, he bumped into the bear. Do you know what the bear was doing? The bear was just coming out of the forest. He was feeling so bad that he had eaten people's candy and made a big mess. And he was going to go try to clean it all up. But he had a hard time because he just had big bear paws and he had to walk on the ground and he didn't know how he was going to do it. And the ghostie stopped to talk to him and he explained his story. And the ghostie said, "How would I help you?" And the bear said, "Thank you so much. I would really appreciate it." And they worked together to clean up the neighborhood. And they became good friends. They were laughing the whole time. And they went home and told their mamas. And their mamas were so proud. And you know what the ghostie and little bear said?
Uh-huh.
"I want to do nice stuff for people all the time. It feels amazing."
They're the pink one.
Do you like that story?
We do the pink one.
The pink button? Oh, that just means we're done recording. You want to be done recording?
No.
Oh. Okay. Do you want another story? Okay, what do you want in this story?
Although the ghost is taking all the candy all by itself with mama.
That's kind of the same. You want another story about a ghostie stealing candy?
And the mama take all the candy, and the dad take all the candy, and the bear take all the candy, and the mom packet, bear take candy too.
Oh no! There's a whole bunch of candy stealing bandits. Whole family. Oh, that's so troublesome. How about we make it a little bit different? Okay. One night on Halloween, this one family, we'll call them the McGregors, had the biggest stash of candy in the whole town. And they were having people over for a Halloween party, so they were too busy to man the door and pass out candy to each kid that came by. So do you know what they did? They took their big stash of candy and they poured it into a big bowl. And then they put it on the front porch. So any trick-or-treater that came by could just pick one, boop, and continue on their way. But do you know what ghosties love to eat? They love to eat chocolate and candy. And they could smell that sweet scent rolling through the town as soon as they put out that huge bowl of candy. And a whole family of ghosties came from a nearby haunted house just to get that candy. They floated all the way there. A mama ghost, and another mama ghost, and a baby ghost, and a little girl ghostie. And they all floated over to the McGregor's house. And they had their music turned up way loud, so they didn't hear the sound of "Ooh," coming closer and closer. And when the ghosties got there, they went to pick up the bowl, and they wanted to dump it right into all their mouths. They had their mouths open wide. But you know what? Ghosties are invisible, and the food just fell right through them to the floor. Thump! And made a big bang noise when the candy flew all over the ground. And that's when the McGregors said, "Hey, stop the music," and their party. And everyone came to the front door. And you know what they saw?
Yeah.
Four scared ghosties. And what do people do when they're scared? Yeah. Yeah.
They did this.
Yeah, so the ghosties went, "Ah," and the McGregors went, "Ah," And they both kind of acted in fear. And so the ghosties tried to scare the humans. That's the only thing they knew how to do. So they went, ah! And they did scary faces. And you know what the McGregors did?
Yeah.
They got out a vacuum. That was the only thing they could think of. And they turned on the vacuum. Boop. And what sound does a vacuum make? Yeah, and they started sucking up the ghosty family. Zoom, in went the baby. Zoom, in went the little ghosty. Zoom, in went a mama. Zoom, in went a mama. And then it was quiet. And the whole party went silent. And they said, what just happened? That was crazy. And everyone was talking amongst themselves. And then they started to feel bad. They said, I think those ghosties were just scared. I don't think that they were trying to do us any harm. They saw all the candy spread up on the ground. And they said, I think they were just trying to eat some candy. Maybe they miss eating candy because they don't get much up on that haunted house on the hill. They said, I think you're right. So they backed up the vacuum. They wound up the cord. They threw it over their shoulder. And the whole party walked up the hill to the haunted house. And you know what they did? They saw that the door was open, so they took one step in, and then they popped off the cap of the vacuum and let the ghosties fly out one by one by one by one back into their home in the haunted house. And then you know what the ghosties said? Oh, thank you for bringing us back. Sorry we tried to eat all your candy. And McGregor said, it's okay. And as they walked out the door, they left a big bowl of candy on the ghosties' front steps. A special surprise. So they never felt like they had to steal again. The end. What do you think about that story? Was it good?
Tell me a story.
Another one. Thanks for listening to our story. You got a muffin in your mouth? You gotta take out the muffin so that... What'd you say?
Thanks for listening to our story.